Welcome to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast with your host, Jason Fernandez.
And me, Jason Ackerman. With more than 20 years in the business,
as both coaches and affiliate owners,
our passion is to help create world-class affiliates
and coaches by building
better boxes. Welcome to
the Best Hour of Your Day.
All right. We've got a returning guest today. His name is Ryan Wheeler, owner of Classified Fit. And you have a big problem.
Yes, a large problem.
So I suppose it's twofold. You have a big problem, but you only have this problem because you are incredibly successful. You've had a fantastic 2021. The box is just doing absolutely amazing. It's in Yuba City, California, for those listening. And the problem that Ryan has is you desperately need, I don't want to say desperately, you're doing fine, but you can use a full-time coach.
Yeah, I could. And I don't think desperate is a good word either, because I can manage it. It's just, I'm now limited in my capacity to excel at my vision due to this problem. So it's a point of conflict, because until it's resolved, the experience is going to suffer for my members, which is ultimately what I'm trying to serve them with, is a great experience. And until that problem is fixed, it's going to be maybe not subpar, but not at the level I would like it to be.
Well, and you are at a point where the business is doing well. You want to work on the business, not necessarily in the business. And let's be very clear. You're a level 3 CrossFit trainer. You are very credentialed. You've been a part of our coaches development group for over a year. You are overqualified, not overqualified, but you are more than qualified to be coaching CrossFit classes. But I think a problem a lot of affiliates have is, okay, where do I get other people to coach? And I think it's even more of a problem in certain rural areas. I don't know if Yuba City is rural, but it's certainly not, you know, a metropolis or a major city. And you're struggling to find those coaches. And I want to dig into two things. I want to talk about how successful you've been this year. Just real quick, you've been on the episode on the podcast before. People can listen to us chat about all the success you've had with Affiliate U. But give us a few metrics that make 2021 maybe your best year ever.
So I think we're at the highest number of members we've ever been. And I started 2020 with less than 100 members, probably close to 75, 80. Peaked about 150 earlier this year. Have had a little bit of drop off, but have been able to maintain, you know, over 120 plus members during that time. And it's, and you know, that 150 also included some kids in there as well. So it's not an accurate depiction of ebbs and flows, but it's been a very fluid year. The big thing I'm happiest with is the retention of members, keeping them on long-term. It's not necessarily that I was just gaining all these new people and then losing out or a high turnover. It's more of, hey, I have members that have been around for long periods of time. And ultimately that was my goal, is I just want to have people I want to be around most of the time. I would actually like to hang out with these people, you know, get rid of trim the fat of the people you don't want to hang out with, and keep the ones you do. And that experience has gone significantly better this year than in the years past, just because we've continued to have that success of people kind of stick around longer. I think probably I would average at least 50% of my membership has been around for 2+ years. So that's a big number, considering my box has not even open 5 years yet.
That's really awesome. So what's, let me phrase it this way. How do you make an effort to get the people you want there? You know, I agree with you. Retention is key. We talk about that a ton in Affiliate U, but more important than retention is you want to retain people you like and you want to be around. And I think that's key. And you got to trim the fat, like you said, but What are one or two things that you do every day at Classified to bring in and maintain the right people?
So I think step number one is I am me. I don't try and put on a persona of someone who's going to sell everything to people. So I'm not filling a sales role. I'm going to, you know, tell them how I believe it is, how I think it should be. And they're going to respect and trust that I'm giving them the information they want to have. So I've created a really a high level of trust between my clients that they ultimately, even if they're coming one day a week and they're happy with that, they're just excited to come one day a week and they're not even thinking about it that much. I have a member right now who's just had a really busy schedule with work and COVID changes that they're just making it once a week and they're just happy to come once a week with no big deal, no changes in membership.
That's awesome. Okay, let's dig into the nitty gritty, Ryan. You've had a great 2021. You've been trying to get people that listen to the show regularly. This is the Ryan that we talk about looking for a new coach. I think it's equally for us frustration in the sense that so many coaches talk a big game. Like, I want to do this full time. Ryan, you are offering a legit salary. So let's be clear. It's fluid in the sense that it's going to move a little bit potentially depending on when you reach out and an exact date, but approximately what would someone's starting salary be if all the, and what would those expectations be if they were to move to Yuba City, which by the way, it's not a bad place to be. Like you're not like in the middle of nowhere. You're in California. I mean, you have a Starbucks nearby, you got a Chipotle, maybe even an In-N-Out burger. Like there's stuff to do there.
Yeah. So the nice thing about where we are is it's kind of like, it's not quite city living, but we don't have traffic. We have a good sized population. We got most of the bases covered for what you need. And then if we don't have it, it's within 45 minutes to an hour. And then you also have access to San Francisco if you really want to go to the Bay Area.
How far is that? Tahoe. How far is San Francisco?
Both are 2 hours away.
You're 2 hours from San Francisco, 2 hours from Tahoe. You're within an hour of the airport, right? Is it San Jose?
Yeah. No, Sacramento.
Sacramento. So within an hour to Sacramento. You made it sound like when it's 45 minutes away, they're going to be driving 45 minutes to a grocery store. You're talking like if you want to go like to a city, you're 45 minutes.
Yeah. If you want to go shop at Lululemon, it's 45 minutes away. All right. So Apple Store, 45 minutes away, which are not necessarily in most small towns. They're in bigger cities.
Yeah. I mean, I got to drive 20 minutes to get to an Apple Store in Boulder. Like, it's not like it's around the corner.
Yeah. Right? Okay, and so I think.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, people commute longer distances to work for the most part, like a lot of people. And that's part of that is, kind of diving back into your question about what the offer is. It's essentially comes down to coaching 90 classes a month and doing about 2 hours a day of admin work. So about 10 hours a week.
Let's break it down. 90 classes a month. That's about 22 and a half classes a week.
Yep.
And I think that's a fair amount. I think any more than that, you're asking a lot from an energy perspective. That's on average 4 classes a weekday. Maybe you're there on the Saturday morning class or maybe not, but I think that's a fair amount. And then you say 2 hours of admin per day.
Yeah.
So give or take 32 hours right there. I'm sure there's like anything, there's going to be some, a range, right? So maybe between showing up early, staying late, you're probably talking 35-ish hours scheduled work.
Yeah. And that's, I've definitely struggled with the idea of how many classes a coach can appropriately handle. I think this is a true challenge for most people. I think as long as it's not 4 in a row, it's very manageable and very doable if you're looking to do this full time. And I also want to add, like, this is the baseline, right? It's like, hey, this is our goal. We want to, you see 90 classes a month, as well as roughly 2 hours of admin a day. And that admin could realistically be pushed all to one day if you were really busy. The uniqueness about this is I'm not talking about doing onboarding personal training. I'm not talking about doing nutrition coaching. I'm not talking about running specialty programs. I am giving you a base. Like, here's the base expectation. What you want to do after that is entirely at your heart's desire.
But, and to be clear, I mean, you know, those that are involved in affiliate, you hear from Ryan a lot, or, you know, we've talked about you a lot on the podcast. Like, you're doing some other great things there where you allow coaches to run programs and you're very fair about what they're getting from it, what the box gets from it, nutrition coaching, et cetera. So to be clear, what Ryan is saying is, hey, with this coaching hours and admin alone, here's the salary. So let's, but then you have the opportunity to make a lot more than that if you desired. So for what you laid out there, 22 hours a week, call it about 10 hours a week of admin, what would you be paying somebody?
So the basically the rough numbers are about $3,000 if you're a level one, and probably close to $3,500 as a level two, pushing or around $4,000 if you're a level three, and $4,500+ if you're a level four.
Ooh, that's incentivizing me right now, Ryan. Maybe I'm gonna move out there, level four. And obviously you're referring to monthly.
Yeah.
So on the lowest end, if a level one trainer is listening to this and they're like, I really want to coach and make this my career, you're saying, hey, move out here. And at an absolute minimum baseline, you're going to be getting approximately 36K a year.
Yep.
And then between a level two and three, 42, 48-ish, level four, $1 million. But point is, I mean, that's a legit starting salary. Like, so many coaches are like, I can't coach anywhere. Like, I can't do this for a living. Like, you're saying, I'm willing to do that. And here's the reality. I mean, I don't want to ruin this for you, Ryan, but if I were listening to this as a level one trainer, I'd be like, okay, wait, for $1,000, I can get my level two and get a big increase. I might as well do that.
Yeah. And you know what, if you ask me, I might even pay for it. So that's
but I mean, that's the kind of guy you are. I mean, I want to be clear. Like, this is not only a advertisement. This is one of those, like, when you watch TV late at night and you think you're watching an interview, but you're actually watching an advertisement. Like, that's not what we're doing here. But
wait, there's more.
But wait, act now. No, but I'm frustrated for you because you and I've worked together and it's like, you've created this amazing thing and I want you to succeed, but I also want these coaches out there that are like, I want to do this. Like, here's your chance. And, you know, here's the reality too. Like, give it a year. And if you hate Yuba City after a year, move on to somewhere else. But I can't imagine there's anywhere in the United States where you're like, this is so terrible, I can't stand living here, when you get to do the job you love. So, I mean, I'm appealing to the youngsters out there, like, you know, fresh out of college, maybe, or, you know, you have a job. So many people can go virtual right now, right? So maybe you can even do this while keeping your part-time job virtually or whatever you're already doing, but test it. Or even just, Ryan, would you be willing to let people just book a flight and spend a couple of days out there and see if they're a good fit? Make sure they even like the area.
Yeah, that's super easy to do. So let's we recently just did that. And I can't promise this for everybody, because the person I did it with, we had a lot more beforehand conversations and stuff with, but here's what we did. We had a possible coach come out, and the members threw a welcoming party. We had, like, I don't know, 30 to 40% of the members show up and just say hi on a random Sunday night.
But that also is telling me you have a great community.
Yeah. That's, we all have great communities.
Very true.
A couple of my members let this person stay at their house. So there was no hotel expense they had to pay for. A member let them borrow a car so they could drive around and check out the area. And then we basically paid for this person's room and board. Like, they paid, we got their food and everything like that. They showed up just to coach class, you know, talk about the experiences, learn about it, and see if it would be a good fit for them. And we did lots of evaluations.
Yeah. And I want to say two things. You actually just brought up a good topic, but I want to say, so to be clear, this went really well. The person you're referring to, we won't drop their name just in case, but like, you know, they're highly considering it, but they're also going through stuff that may not allow them to leave their area. Like, we can all understand it's personal stuff. They're, you know, they're not on parole or anything. It's not that they can't leave the state, for those of you that know who we're talking about, but you know, we all have some attachments to where we live, but there's a chance this may work out. The other thing you mentioned there that I want to be really clear on is, like, not only are you potentially get the opportunity to coach full time, Ryan really cares about your growth. So like all these coaches that are like, I love CrossFit, and then they coach and they get no feedback ever. If you don't want to get feedback and you don't want to grow, don't go here, because you're going to get class evaluations. You're going to get feedback. You're going to get thrown into the fire. Like, you're going to, your expectations are going to be met with that salary.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason why I think I'm having such a difficulty. Because a lot of gyms are like, oh yeah, just hire level one from within. To be perfectly honest, I have 10% of my members have their level one, and they have gone through my process. However, you know, they've each individually said they don't have the time or the energy to commit into the requirements, essentially. So they're not able to kind of take that step to the next level. You know, I appreciate their help as necessary, but I am looking for someone who is real willing to dive into this and take it head on, and not just looking to fill a void, right? You know, one of the things that Ackerman and Fern have always said about the class experience, it comes down to, yes, any level one can safely do it. However, because I'm trying to deliver such a great experience, it's probably better if I handle it, if possible. And in that scenario, it's possible for me to handle it. However, I want to hire someone who is just as good as me, someone who the members like more than me, to coach classes, because then that person can really excel.
Yeah, the point is, you're invested. You're invested in their growth. And I think so many box owners don't do that. And, you know, whether, you know, they don't, they certainly don't offer the salary that you're talking. And I want to go further into that. But you do care about their growth. And I know that about you, because I've helped you work through the pay structure. I've helped you work through the feedback loop that you give your coaches. And you have some great coaches that, you know, were big participants in Affiliate U and during the coach development portion. But let me ask you this. Now say that same person comes to you and they say, okay, Ryan, I'm interested. I've got my, let's call it level two. Let's meet in the middle, 42K a year. What else can I do to make more? And approximately how much more can I make?
So this is a good question. When my next step, as soon as I get this person, is, and so here's something everyone needs to realize, and this is going to be true for any box out there, I'm going to have to take a massive pay cut. So, which is okay in the sense that I'm not going to be on the floor. It's going to give me other responsibilities to do. Those responsibilities are going to be go find more people that I like, or expand revenue in other areas, depending on where we want to focus. But for me right now, it's going to be find more members. So in that process, when I'm searching for more members, there's going to be onboarded PT. That's another opportunity. So right now I have it paid at, I think, $50 an hour. So that's significantly, for an onboarding session, that's significantly higher than I would wager most gyms are paying their for personal training.
Well, yeah, let's be clear for the listeners. So what Ryan is saying, someone, you know, shows up at the affiliate and joins, they go through three onboarding sessions, they pay the box for that. Ryan then pays the coach, whoever's running that onboarding, $50. So you're going to get that quite often, because for every new member, somebody has to do that onboarding. And I assume, Ryan, your full-time coach will have first priority on that over part-time coaches.
Yeah.
So, and for every new member that joins, essentially that's an opportunity for this coach to make an additional $150.
Yeah. And well, our goal being for affiliate use standards plus three, you know, that's $450 extra each month.
So Ryan's saying, you know, his goal is always to net three new members a month, and realistically, it's probably going to be more than that, but let's call it three. you know, that's, you know, and but let's also be clear for the coach, that is 9 more hours of coaching this month, mm-hmm. but it's $450 additional dollars. So a month. So that's a $6,000 increase. So if the base was 42 right away with, again, minimal effort other than your hours coaching, that can take your salary to about 48.
Yep.
And now there's other ways, but wait, there's more.
Yes. There's always more. There's always, you're only limited by your imagination. I know everyone hears that all the time at the level two, the level one, but it ultimately comes true. It's like, if you can imagine it, if you can process it and think about it, then there's the sky is the limit.
Well, let's give a specific advice or, you know, you offer throughout the year, 8-week programs, right? You've mm-hmm. done it for running. You've done it for Olympic lifting. You do it for different things. Walk us through what one of those may look like for this coach. So in other words, you do your baseline coaching hours. Maybe now you've got a few onboarding happening per month. And then Ryan says, okay, if you want to run an additional program, here's what we can do. Take us through some real numbers if you can.
Yeah. So let's talk about the running program we did earlier this year. I was really happy about that and excited about it. The reason it was so simple is because we only met once a week. And that was paid per the coach's hourly rate, class rate. So whatever that baseline happens to be, based on that, the gym has a mandatory minimum essentially in order to pay for operational costs. And so that number is basically a set rate multiplied by the number of days that the facility is in usage. So it's a very simple formula. Anything over that is bonus to the coach. So essentially the coach is going to obligate, I'm going to be here for the next Tuesdays at, let's call it 7 p.m. For 8 weeks. And during that time, I'm going to coach this running class, hour-long running class. I'm going to, you know, coach the members through that process based on whatever they feel is, you know, appropriate at the time, or if they want to use a program, that's awesome. And then the coach is going to get paid their minimum class rate for each of those 8 classes. And then they're also going to get paid additional on top of that based on how many people sign up. So I had, I think, 14 people sign up for that running program. And I had a lot more that were really excited about it that just couldn't make it happen that year. We'll see if that changes this year. But they all were paying, I think, about $70 each.
You said 14 signed up at 70?
Yeah.
I can't do that math. I tried.
Yeah. So I was going to say call it
980. Let's call it 980.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say call it about 1,000. That might be
right. Somebody double check that.
But the set gym rate doesn't change. It's all a fixed number based on, rent, overhead, utility, all those kind of jazzy stuff. But anyways, on top of that, I think it came out to be about $30 extra a class now that coach. It was like double their class rate, was what it would have been. So now they're making more than they would be if they're doing personal training. And they're also making more than they would be if they're coaching a regular class. So the incentive is like,
because it's something they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of, you know, those 14 people are really interested in learning more. I mean, they're the diehards.
Yep. Cause they're the ones that signed up for it. So yeah. It's the people you really want to work with because they're the ones that are most intrigued and interested in. And you can apply this idea to anything you are personally passionate about. As long as you're passionate about it, people are going to follow you.
So let's assume this coach says, hey, Ryan, I'm going to do an 8-week program. And, you know, based on math, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do 6 of those a year, right? Every 2 months, I'm going to have a new one starting running, Olympic lifting, maybe gymnastics, maybe a mindset or goal setting, et cetera. What would you guess or estimate additionally they can earn for that, for the year of programs?
So if you're going to, you know, if you did 6 of them, I'd say you're looking around $400 to $500 a program, depending on how it sells out and, you know, what you're doing and kind of stuff like that.
So we're talking another $3,000.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if someone moved to Yuba City, is willing to work hard, this isn't easy by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
you have to put some hard work in, but I believe they can make over 50 grand next year.
Yeah. And this would be like a level one, right? It's very possible. It'd be tight for a level one to do it, but
To be clear, I was kind of going with that level two math.
Level two,
in my
yeah.
head, it would be silly. Like I said, I know I'm kind of cheating the system, if you will, but truth be told, if someone takes the level two, they're going to be a better coach. Even if they do it just for the raise, like they're still going to learn more. You're going to pay. I'm sure one other thing we haven't even mentioned here is continuing ed. You are very generous about for your staff. And I'm sure whether it's they want to now take their level three or any specialty course that they had in mind, you would certainly contribute, if not cover the majority of that.
Yeah. And so that kind of ties into the whole idea of the specialty programs is it's kind of expected that you go out and seek these specialty type programs that exist out there, and then you learn it, and then you come in and implement it ASAP. That way you're using it. That way the members get benefit of it. That way you get benefit of it. And so it's a, you know, revolving door of everyone wins.
Yeah, dude, I'm so hopeful right now. Someone is listening, thinking to themselves, at an absolute minimum, I want to learn more.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing is right now, communicate, like ask questions.
Okay. What's the best way? How do you want them to reach out to you?
So I think the best way right now, just kind of going forward in the future, is just email me, Ryan@classifiedfit.com.
Ryan, RYAN@classifiedfit.com. Just look, if you're just like, I want to, how about this? Put in the subject line, I want to learn more.
Yep, simple. I will say for the international community, as much as I love you guys reaching out, I cannot help you guys right now.
There's no country. I mean, so to be clear, we have a few mutual friends that we've tried to get that really want to do this. But I think just because of COVID and all that kind of stuff, it's been a struggle. Can I say this, Ryan?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak on your behalf, but reach out if you're international, just in case. How about that?
Okay.
Just so we can create a file, because maybe it's in a year from now, you need another coach, or like, don't hesitate. Like if you're in Brazil or, you know, certain countries, maybe the, you know, Canada, it's not as challenging. Who knows? You know,
yeah.
There's a whole lot of other things to consider when we're talking international visas, et cetera.
And that's a good point, because I do have some people in the back of my head who have reached out early on, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You know, at some point in the future, I'd love to be able to, you know, have this discussion at the very minimum. And I can't even have that discussion with them because it's there's no timeline on when they could actually be here.
Yeah. So look, if you've listened and this sparked some interest, got you a little bit excited, I believe anyone listening will have the opportunity to make $50,000 if they move there. I mean, like I said, that's not your base, right? Like the base is a little bit lower. Ryan will, of course, work that out with you. I'm sure, as Ryan has alluded to, depending on your credentials, depending on maybe even experience, depending on a few other things, you know, but between the base, between coaching some onboarding, between running a few programs, I'm fairly confident anyone can move out there and earn $50,000 next year, which, you know, really wherever you live, maybe with the exception of like Manhattan or a few other places in the country, like that's a great salary. You know, it's not as if cost of living is very expensive. I would say it's probably on par with the rest of the country in Yuba City. You're going to get to show up. You've got a great community there. There's so much more that's going to happen at your box next year too, that I know it's going to be, you know, whoever is there, whoever this full-time person is going to have so much opportunity for growth. Like I'm sure you're telling people now about what's going on in your personal life, correct?
Sure. The baby.
Yeah.
That was your first. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, Ryan's having baby number two. So that's part of it, right? There's going to be a lot of opportunity for growth because we all know babies suck your time up. And number two, congrats, you know, again, but, I hope this is it. You know, I Ryan and I talk often, and I was like, man, we just got to get you somebody there. So let's get on the show. Let's brag a little bit about the fact that 2021 has been so good that you need someone, but the cool thing is you can afford it. And, you know, I think a lot of box owners need to hear this. Like, Ryan's put himself in a position where he can hire a full-time person. And by hiring someone, that's going to allow him opportunity to work back on the business and continue to grow it. So I'm hoping someone's listening. Ryan, a classified fit, but what else? What's the final pitch? The throw it in there, buy now and get this free. What is it, Ryan?
The final pitch would be, it's okay if you're here only for a year. That, I mean, like, to be perfectly honest, like, it happens in every single job and I'm okay with it. I think it's weird that people think it's weird that you can't leave a CrossFit box. But as you said, you're not married to your affiliate. So, you know, this is your chance to go out and maybe worst case scenario, you get some really good feedback on being a shitty coach, right? Yeah. Worst case scenario, you make $36,000 a year, which is probably four times as much as you're probably getting currently paid at your current coaching gig. So, you know, it's a lot of upsides with kind of very few downsides in that.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I mean, you know, if give it a year, like, and if you don't love Yuba City, if you don't love Ryan, if that year made you realize, hey, coaching full time is not for me, cool, time to move on. But if you love coaching, I mean, there's no better trial by fire than moving there. I'm sure, correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, you'll allow them a little peek behind the curtains too into what it's like owning an affiliate. Like, so if you're just interested in owning an affiliate one day, I mean, this is great hands-on experience. And maybe it'll be like, wow, I know I don't want to do that because Ryan showed me what it's like, or now I want to, and maybe Ryan will help you. Maybe Ryan will, you know, Ryan's quite the entrepreneur. You've got other endeavors going on in that area. You know, maybe if you need some backing one day or classified fit East, you know, somewhere else or whatever that looks like. I think with big risk comes big reward in this life. And, you know, we were talking to Katie recently about it. Like, you know, Katie started with us this year and, you know, she was willing to do it for low pay to begin. And like starting next year, she's getting, you know, a new pay structure with great responsibility. But, you know, we told her, it's like, man, we are excited to give this to you. Not so much because you're awesome, which Katie is. Like, we bust her balls a lot, but she's a great, you know, catch for us. But we want to reward her for taking the risk and believing in us. And I'm sure it'll be the same for you. If someone moves out to Yuba City, you're going to take, you know, extra special care of them. And I know that about you. So those listening, whether or not you know Ryan or trust Ryan, I think if you listen to our podcast, you know me, you trust me. I wouldn't have Ryan on. I wouldn't vouch for him if I truly didn't believe this was a great opportunity.
Yeah, and I will add everything you said is 100% true. If they want to come out and just learn about owning an affiliate for a year, I'm like, cool. And if you want to go back and move back home and open your own, I might be willing to help you open it. So it's a unique scenario. And I think coaches are afraid to dip their toe in the water because it's just something they're unsure of, even though it happens in essentially every other profession that exists.
Yeah, I love it. I'm fingers crossed you get some interest. Like I said, even if you're not sure, you're on the bubble, shoot an email to Ryan at Classified Fit, put in the subject, I'm interested in learning more. Just begin the dialogue. You know, maybe you'll realize I'm a great fit for this. Maybe Ryan will tell you the reason you're not a great fit for it. But, you know, it's really a call to action. You know, we're not a drunk monkeys company, right? You know, you guys that listen to us know what that means. And a lot of coaches out there, you provide a whole lot of drunk monkeys like, oh, I want to coach full time. Here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity. We have the solution for you. Check it out. Worst case is you take a trip to Yuba City. You've got a place to stay. You got a car lined up. You got food prepared for you. You got feedback coming from me from a great level 3 trainer. I don't know. I can't think of a reason not to give it a shot.
Well, you let me know when you think of one.
Well, we got to talk about that starting salary for level 4 coaches. Other than that, I think it's a good opportunity for level 3, 2, and 1 trainers. But
just to put it out there, the goal is to increase wages to a level that you essentially can't say no to. So that's a long-term goal of mine.
Yeah. I mean, with all this said, this is not your salary forever. With every year, there will be, you know, increases, et cetera. But check it out. Shoot them an email. If you have questions for me about it, if you want to kind of verify first, feel free to email us or shoot us a DM. But like I said, we wouldn't have had Ryan on. He's probably, you know, one of our best affiliate U clients in the sense that he's done everything we've asked for of him, which means you're going to show up in an affiliate that does things right, that gives you plenty of opportunity for growth. And I think it's a great, great opportunity. So shoot Ryan an email. One more time, it's ryan@classifiedfit.com. And Ryan, I hope this is it. I hope this does the trick.
Me too. Me too.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Best Hour of Their Day podcast. We appreciate you listening and choosing to have us help you in your passion for coaching and affiliate ownership. You can find more episodes just like this on all podcast platforms. If you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to us on any social media platforms, or you can visit www.besthouroftheirday.com to book a call. If you found this episode helpful for you, please share it so that we can help other coaches and affiliate owners to help build a bigger and stronger CrossFit community. Thanks for listening.